What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. After Hours Edition, we got three lovely ladies in the house. Let's get into it. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast After Hours Edition, man. We're joined by three lovely ladies tonight. But before we get into the ladies, some quick announcements, guys. DansOnDemandSystem.com. Get our Instagram course. Teach you guys how to get ladies, whether it's networking with high-value men, making a good profile with good pictures, stories, running ads to get girls, how to DM girls properly, how to set up your profile so you don't get left unseen.
Yep.
We teach you all of that on DMs On Demand. 11 modules, 10-plus Zoom calls, and we're going to have 5 Zoom calls starting this week. We're going to teach you guys a lot of the secret sauce that we have. We also have a TikTok portion in there, as well as the first date lay blueprint if you're interested in getting those.
Yep.
And you'll also get added to a Telegram chat if you take action. The course enrollment closes tomorrow night, guys. So if you want to wait, you can, but it's going to cost you more money. It's going to be $7.97 and you won't get access to the Telegram group or the Zoom calls. So take action now. Get the course, DMsOnDemandSystem.com, the number one Instagram dating course on the internet. Trust me, I've looked at the other ones and they're trash compared to us. We take your Instagram profile, guys, and put on steroids to thirst trap girls, basically.
Also, just want to say this as well. Most of our guests are from Instagram. So that alone, imagine when it comes to dating, how powerful it can be.
Yeah. Guys, a lot of the young, lovely ladies you guys have seen us do these shows with, we met them through Instagram. And that's through networking, putting yourself in a certain light. And not being weird, and girls will hang out with you. So with that said, what else are we trying to say?
Oh, yeah. Patreon.
Patreon.com/FreshFit. If you guys want to see the episode of me kicking out that fat porn star that was acting rude, who shall be unnamed. Basically just Frank Castling people that are disrespectful, you know, go on there, patreon.com/FreshFit.
Also, Frank Castle collections, if you can find them there.
Exactly. Also, guys, we're on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're basically on every single platform that you listen to podcasts on. So if you're bored, driving to work, bored at work, whatever it may be, go ahead and check us out. But make sure you listen to us with headphones on because it ain't safe for work and you'll probably get in trouble listening to us.
Yes.
When I say things like,
she belongs to the streets.
So yeah, don't get in trouble, okay, at work. Don't get filed by HR. And then I'll read these super chats real quick. And then I got a very special announcement to make. Where are we at, Chris?
Let me see. I think we're at second. Let me just get these together.
Okay, Chris is going to get together the super chats, guys. We could click the ones that are already here, Chris, and then you can sort that one out. Right, so cool. Let's click the ones that are here. Okay, Beats by AS3, $5 Meyer, and you are right. Derek Jackson has been exposed for cheating on his wife and flying girls to Miami. Yo! I've been telling you guys that Derek Jackson was a fraud, bro. Like, he's all up here. Hey, I ain't going to hate on him, man. He makes a lot of money by lying to women, but hey, now you guys see what it is, man.
Wait, question. Do y'all know who Derek Jackson is?
No, they're okay, never mind.
I've heard his name, but I can't put a face to him.
Okay. Yeah, they're not going to know who he is. Okay. $10. Shout out to everyone in the chat waiting patiently. Just letting y'all know that the show is still on time. It was set for 11 p.m. BST, a.k.a. Black Standard Time. Basically means they'll be here eventually. Thank you so much. Boom.
Thank you, Vito.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Vito. Appreciate that. And then anything else? Okay, Kal-El, $2. Likes up. Thank you so much. Guys, like the video because obviously we're getting suppressed. We're already at 750 live viewers, guys. So Thank you so much for the support. And then, guys, we're going to have a special guest tomorrow, Mario.
Super Mario. Please say the super.
Yeah, Super Mario. He's actually one of the top earners of a company and fitness and lifestyle. So he's going to be a really good guest. He has a worldwide reach of a bunch of people. So it's going to be good.
And then Wednesday, we're going to have another very big guest, which I will not announce yet. Maybe at the end of the show I will. Who knows? But I'll reveal it at the end.
Let's say it's going to be a better episode.
So, other than that, guys, let's transition it over to the lovely ladies in the house.
Yes.
Now that we're done selling things.
So, ladies, welcome to the hot seat. No, just kidding. But let them know who you are, what you do, what you're about, and your age.
I'm Jenny. I'm a traveling model. I am 23 years old.
Okay.
I'm Miriam. I'm an international pageant model.
You got to talk into the mic, though.
I'm sorry about that. I'm Miriam. I'm 28 years old. I'm an international pageant model.
Okay. Good to meet you.
Hi, I'm Alexa, and I'm a talent agent and consultant.
Okay. Cool.
That's cool. So we got a wide spectrum here.
Yeah, so we got two models on the house and then a talent consultant. Like, are you like their manager or?
I'm not their manager, but I do work with models and so on.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I got so many questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of experience there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I guess the first question is, ladies, for example, what do you look for in men? I want to say specifically, like, for example, what matters most to you? Looks, money, or status? And then tell me why.
For me, it's confidence. Like, I need a man with confidence. I don't have, like, the time or patience to give someone confidence. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, the biggest thing for me is you need to have your own self-confidence, your own motivation in life, because I can't do that for you.
Right. And then when it comes to looks, money, status, what do you put in order?
Probably money, just because that means you know how to handle your shit well. Okay. And then maybe status, and then looks.
Okay.
So looks come last for you?
Yeah, but it does.
Okay.
You need to have that attraction.
Right.
Like, definitely.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay.
Well, for me, to be honest, what I look for in the man is somebody who can actually, like, have fun with me. I want to be with somebody that can actually have fun with me, whereby we have something in common. I like to go out, I like to party, I like to travel. So we should actually have something in common. Let's enjoy each other's company, because I get bored so quickly.
Yeah.
I really get bored so quickly. Like, really, we got to have something in common. So if you're interesting, you are a fun person, you can keep me busy by making me laugh. We can, like, do different stuff. We wake up in the morning. Hey, baby, I'm so bored. Can we go to Bahamas for breakfast? I love that. I love that. So I want somebody that understands me. If you like to drink, you like to eat out, you like all the luxury lifestyle, you're the best for me. But yeah, that's what I think.
Translation, she wants a rich dude. Okay.
By the way,
that makes sense.
No. You don't have to be rich.
That was a very wordy version.
You don't
that.
Have to be rich to have a good time.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's have something in common. Let's all be, like, lovers of life.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell me which airline will get me to the Bahamas spontaneously cheaply? Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yo,
so,
yo, by the way, this is the queen of Ghana here, right?
Oh, okay.
So, wait, what part of Africa are you from?
I'm from Namibia.
Where?
Namibia.
Namibia?
It's in the southern part of Africa, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I met her doing a video with Stunt Lifestyle. Shout out to him. Okay. We in Miami.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stunt Lifestyle. Yeah.
Okay. Lou, $5. Sorry. Go ahead.
Guys, we're 1,000, 10 and up, please.
Oh, yeah. Already? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so it goes here. Can you get them to do a twirl? Which girl is tallest?
Oh, they want to see.
Oh, they want to see what the ladies are working with.
They want
to
see.
All right, guys. Go ahead. Just give the gentleman a quick little look, if you guys don't mind standing up real fast.
And you're all single, right? You're all single?
Oh, you guys are single? All right. You so you guys are going to get some rich guys hitting you up in the DMs. I can already see it.
Facts.
It's okay. Go ahead. Stand up, ladies. Stand up.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Hey, grab a fork, Chris, please. Yeah, okay, there you go. Okay, do a quick little twirl, ladies.
You want to see a twirl?
Look at that. Oh, okay.
Africa in the house.
There
you go.
Okay. All right. Yo. For all you perverts out there, you know what I'm saying? You're welcome. And we just jumped up to 1,100 views, just like that, live viewers, just like that.
Who got the cakes?
Yeah, seriously. Okay.
Thanks, ladies.
And then, all right, so what about you, Miss Talent Consultant?
I have to pick between those three. I would leave it in that order. Looks, money, status.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to be I got to ask the tough questions, ladies. All right. How tall does he have to be for you?
Crickets.
See, when she starts, guys, when women start stuttering like that, you know they're about to give you some BS. You're going to lie.
No, oh, it doesn't matter. You can be 5 foot, six. Just have a good personality.
At least, like, 5'11".
At least 5'11".
Yes.
Just keep it real. You want him to be 6 feet.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, come on,
man. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Thank you. She's you can't cap on this show because, we're going to keep it real. Yeah, we keep it real over here. What about you?
To be honest, for me, if he's a dwarf, I'm okay with that.
You're okay with a dwarf?
As long as we vibe.
So you don't care how short he is, as long as you vibe.
Sweetheart, if I put on heels, I'm going to look more taller than whoever I'm going to date. But then, you know what? It doesn't matter because size doesn't matter.
Okay, sure. Okay.
The lie detector determined.
Size does matter.
That was a lie.
Yeah. Why should I be judging?
Yeah.
I mean, taller, short, what's the difference?
Her type is rich nigga.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she really means is the big asterisks. Like, yeah, I don't care how tall you are as long as the wallet is tall. Okay, what about you?
I just want a big bank account.
Yeah, same here?
Big bank? No, I said she just wants a big bank.
Oh, okay, yeah. What about you?
Okay, what's the question again? I'm sorry.
How tall does that have to be?
I don't really have a number in mind. Just taller than me in heels, I guess.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
So with heels, you're like heels. 5...
So I guess 6 feet is the end.
Yeah, 6 feet. Okay. All right, and then, okay, how much does he have to earn per year? Here we go. You already know she's going to be manufacturing some kind of...
I don't know. Like, that's hard. Specific number. That's like a really hard thing. I don't know.
Okay, for your lifestyle... How much money would you need for a guy to have to like take care of you?
A decent amount. I don't know. Like, what about you girls? Like, what?
No. You ain't deflecting. You ain't deflecting. We're gonna ask them too. But what? Give us a number. $100,000 a year. $200,000 a year. $500,000. $50,000 a year. $20,000 a year. What are we talking?
$400,000.
$400,000 a year. Okay. Cool. What about you, Miss? What is it, Nubia?
Miriam, yeah.
Namibia. Yeah, Miriam, but what country?
Namibia.
Namibia, yeah. Okay, Namibia.
Bro, I don't know where that is.
Yeah, I don't know where that is either.
No, it's next to South Africa.
By the way, I feel that geography and also maps. So don't ask me about maps or geography.
Yeah, you were telling a Ukrainian girl, Mother Russia. I was like, okay, this guy. Okay, Namibia, how much does he got to earn for you?
The thing is that, to be honest, his money is not my money.
Oh, here we go.
So that doesn't actually matter. But then, like, judging from my exes, they make like, 8 million per year. So that's okay.
Okay. A million's okay, guys.
But yeah, well, yeah. So, like I said, his money is not my money.
All right. What's the bare minimum that he's got to make to date you? Seriously.
No, it's not about that. Because the thing is that when I meet somebody, when you meet me, you already know, like, oh, wow. I met her like drinking champagne. She's at this luxury restaurant, fine dining. So I don't have to actually tell you how much you have to spend on me, because I'm not actually looking for that, because I can actually spend on myself. But I can actually spend on myself. But the thing is, I'm not going to, let's say, okay, this is the amount of money you have to spend on me. I'm not like that. I'm not actually specific. All I want is just to have a good time with somebody who can afford to have a good time.
That was the most long-winded way of saying that you want a rich guy that I've ever heard in my life. Holy shit. Like, you guys translate that womanese right there? You heard that? Oh, yeah, I don't care. I'm just happy to be fine dining, and I want him there, and then I don't care how much he has, but I want to be able to go to the Bahamas for breakfast. So, blah, blah, blah.
Once the plane lands at Bahamas, man, she don't care.
I'm already burning out my womanese translation receptors already. Man. Okay, what about you? Please make it easier than that. Give us a tangible number.
I would say like 1 to 5 mil and some ambition.
1 to 5 million?
Okay.
Okay.
That easy peasy.
Yeah, okay. These girls got some high class taste, man. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
that's real quick. That's nothing. If you got a boss behind you, that's nothing. You can make that.
$1 million?
Yes. If you have the right support and ambition and a strategy, you could do that.
Okay. I love this. This is going to be a fantastic discussion, gentlemen. All right. Peter DeLore, $10. Y'all are fronting Super Mario, a plumber out here, still trying to get Peach, and she keep hopping on browsers, Goomba. Because he got a castle. Empty the cat vault, boys. Oh, I don't think he knows what Super Mario, who he is.
Oh, nah. Well,
yeah,
you know
it's not who you. It's not Mario. Like, it's a me, Mario, not him. Okay. anything else, Chris? Or we caught up?
No, we caught up.
We caught up. All right, cool. What was the next question?
So, ladies, next question. 1 out of 10. What would you rate yourself on a scale of men looking at you? So, for example, not what you think per se, but what men see you would see you as.
Oh, thank you for adding that. Yeah. We'll start with the music producer first. We'll start with the talent consultant first.
I wish I was a music producer.
Yeah, the talent consultant will go first because she can answer a little bit more quickly. It gives you some more time to think about it.
What would I rate myself?
Out of the 10.
I would say between a 7 and an 8.
You give yourself a 7 or an 8?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got to talk into the mic, though, so people know.
I would say 7. Or an 8.
All right. Cool.
Okay. No, I'm curious. Why do you give yourself a 7 or 8? I'm just curious.
Why would I give myself that number? Yeah. Well, because I'm not average. 5 is like kind of in the middle. I would say I'm higher than a 6. Would you agree?
Well,
I'm actually pretty impressed. That's the first time I've seen a girl actually acknowledge the number five.
Because, because think about it is, right? Most girls are, for example, oh, I'm a 10. I'm a 10. I'm a 10.
Well, no, don't ruin it. We got to get their numbers.
My bad.
God damn, nigga. All right, go ahead. Don't just forget what he said a second ago. Well, Miss Namibia, what would you give yourself?
I guess he guessed it right. I'm a 10.
You're a 10? Okay, fantastic. What about you? Oh, no, don't change it now. You were going to say a 10 to 2, weren't you?
Maybe like a 9.
A 9? A 9 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure. All right, so we're going to continue.
No, but hold on. I want to hear, why do you say a 10?
Because everywhere I step in, I enter in with a signature walk. You know, I have this signature walk where everybody's like, oh, wow, where are you from? Are you an international star? I'm like, no, darling. I'm just a normal person.
So wait, hold on. If you have a cool walk, you'll get a 10?
Well, the thing is that I have a signature walk, not a cool walk.
Signature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn. Can you show us what that signature walk is like?
Well, I don't have my heels here, but then.
What do you do? What do you do?
No, I just like walk it. When you want to get everybody's attention.
Okay.
You get in a restaurant.
Okay.
You look around, look around, and then you're like, you see that, you know, everybody's like, who is this girl? I am me.
Okay. Yo. Okay. Yeah. So wait, you walk into the restaurant just like.
I look at everybody. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? you just walk in there and you just like, hey, what's up? Which one of you motherfuckers is taking me to Bahamas for the breakfast tomorrow? Right?
That's what it is.
I'm
alive. Yeah. Bro. When she walks into a room, she steals the show. Her energy and vibe and then the walk, I ain't gonna care. She stands out a lot.
Okay.
So I'll say that. South Beach was like, oh, who's that? Okay. I'll give you that. You take the show.
So apparently a walk will get you a 10. All right. Interesting. And then you thought you could escape, but you can't.
I don't know. Like she said, it's all about the way that you enter a room and like the way you hold yourself. Like if you have your head held high and you're walking around, like people will notice you in a certain way and the way that you position your body, it's just a confidence thing. Like the more confidence you have,
there you go.
The more people will stare at you and be like, who is that entering the room? Like, So I completely understand what like she means about that.
Yeah. What about Instagram?
What about Instagram?
What'd you say guys rate you on Instagram?
From my requests, probably a 10.
Okay. And you?
Well, the type of lifestyle I show on social media, it's a 10.
Okay. And talent?
I mean, since everybody's talking about personality and confidence, I would say I'm like 100.
Okay.
Yo, I was trying to stick to the answering the question, literally. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, the level of cap on this show.
Yeah,
man. Oh, my God.
You know. She's here for it.
This is fantastic.
You are fake news.
All right. So.
super chats.
Okay, so I got some of these super chats. IK Emmanuel Odu. I was going to diss my African sister when I saw her, but the booty really shows she's from the southern part of Africa.
Oh, my God.
Love from Nigeria, at Fresh. You know what it is.
Bruh, I am not Nigerian. Yo, I'm a Nigerian.
You are not Nigerian, but guess what? Be proud that somebody think you're Nigerian because Nigerian guys are very good looking.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? I'll take that. I still ain't from Nigeria.
Still, it's on that Fresh.
We caught up, Chris?
Yeah, we caught up.
All right. Okay. What was the next one?
Cool. So next question, ladies.
Are they supposed to ask us a question?
Oh, yeah, you know what, ladies?
They're supposed to ask us one.
We'll do a turn here. You can ask us questions as well. So we'll start with anyone who wants to start. Ask us a question for guys and dating.
Any type of question?
Yo, every time we look at her, she's like...
She don't know what to say.
She's like, pause. She's like,
are you like this? When you do your photo shoots, are you like this too? Like, photographer's like, hey, hit this pose. You're like...
No. But... One question I have, what's the first thing that you look at when you see a girl?
Damn, that's super easy. Ass and titties.
Ass and titties.
By the way, shout out to Crank Photography for bringing Jenny on the show. Because, for example, he's one of the guys that I already know, sees all these girls, these models, and is like, yo, she not real, she real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because behind the scenes, so just keep it real. What do you look for?
Power to you, bro, because I guarantee, hey, hit that post.
Oh, man.
it's not that hard. Just do that pose. So it depends. Are we talking about like from a sexual standpoint, or are we like if I'm like actually thinking about taking this girl serious, which one?
Both.
Damn. Okay. You're trying to put me on the spot. Well, I mean, obviously the way she looks is number one, right? That's who's going to lie here, but oh, personality. Like, no, of course her looks open a door, but you know, her having other things intact, keep the door open. So I would say first thing I look at, is she attractive? Then the next thing is she cooperative? And if she's not cooperative, then I'm like, nah, good, man. Cause that's a headache and it's, yeah, it's not worth it. So, next. Oh yeah, go ahead.
So a lot of girls are like into all this material stuff and all.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
No. I'm just saying, I did not say everybody. So, okay. Majority of the girls are into that, and which is really bad. I feel so sorry because I don't want my brother to be used by a woman.
Right.
Yeah. So now, yeah, I don't want my brother to be used by a woman.
What
sorry,
if, what
I
if his girlfriend tells him?
That's not why I was laughing.
I think it's how you said it.
All right. So, yeah. What I'm saying is that a lot of girls are like into material stuff and all that, which is really bad because I don't feel like we should actually use other people for our own needs. It's not actually, it's sad. It's sad that we actually look at men like they're our slaves. Oh, give me that. Give me that. It's very wrong. How about a woman? Oh, I give you this. I give you this. You give me that. And that's it. Anyway, what turns you off from a woman?
Ooh, it's a good one.
That's a good question.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go on a date, right? Everything's going well.
Yeah.
You go out, get some drinks, club, smash. Next day, you hear, you know what, babe? Damn, my car broke down. Could you send me like $300? Like, I can't believe this is happening to me. And I'm like, bruh, are you serious? Like, but you know what's the worst part about it?
I knew it.
Is that now she feels entitled because we did the thing.
Yeah.
Now mind you, right? If I got to know her better and we had that relationship and I came up, I'm gonna say, you know what? You got me, I got you. Yeah. Use that connection there, boom. Yeah. But you just met me and now you want, bruh, that turns me off.
That's the reason why I ask you that, because it happens to a lot of guys that talk to me. I have a lot of guy friends. They're like, oh, this girl was so nice to me. And then like, we had a good time. Oh, baby, I'm not feeling well. I've got a headache. I need retail therapy. Oh, bitch. Like, really, like, you get me. So sorry for using that word. Yeah. I'm just saying that I feel like we women, we see men as slaves, which is really wrong. I mean, I buy guys gifts and stuff like that. So, and I wish other girls can do the same thing, because we always see men as like slaves, which is not so good. So that's the reason why I ask you that question, because I know that a lot of men get turned off because of that. Like, oh, you had a great time that night, and then the next morning it's a different person. Oh, baby, oh my god, I have to go to the salon. I need to. Hello.
Damn, she said slaves.
No, she's right though. She's right though. All right, super chat.
We got James Burnett with the big $100 super chat, man. Here we go. If I made $1 million a year, the worst ROI would be investing in these three women who only bring looks and a good time. Their attachment to the reality of how hard to make that much money, they would need to bring a lot more to the table. And their depreciating asset. Ladies, what is your response to that? Him?
Hold on.
Can you break it down?
Okay. Translation. He said that none of you guys are worth $1 million investing.
What does he know?
Boom.
Oh.
He doesn't know my hustle. Let me see your resume. He just sees me. So
I agree with you.
Seriously.
My hustle is a lot harder than what you see.
Okay, James. Oh,
okay, James.
James, you know, shoot your shot back, man, if you want. Okay, so, all right.
Answer me, please?
What turns you off?
What turns you off from a woman?
Let's see here. Girls that say that their walk makes them a 10. No, I'm just kidding. Or girls that can't formulate an answer to a simple question. I don't know. Girls that want a millionaire. I don't know. No, real talk. The thing that pisses me off the most about women is girls that don't cooperate and don't understand that men lead, women follow. Women are not built to lead men, and that's just the way the world works. You know what I'm saying? Men lead, women follow. The strong, independent woman stuff is a bunch of bullshit. It ain't true. So, yeah. Anyway, you guys could disagree if you want. But what about you? I know you probably have a question as well.
Can I ask my question later?
Sure, yeah, sure. Of course you can. Cool. Okay. So save it for later. By the way, guys, we got almost, what? How many viewers is that?
1,800.
1,800. Yo, guys, like the video on the way in. appreciate the love, guys. Thank you so much for the support.
Sub to the channel.
Sub to the channel. A lot of you guys are fucking ninja watchers. Ooh, yo, I'm not gonna subscribe to the channel. I'm just here watching. Ooh,
yo, by the way, we're 5,000 away from 50K. So
yeah, guys, get us to 50,000, man. Thank you guys so much. It's been, dude, we started this podcast in studio October. And we've been growing at a crazy rate. Thanks to you guys. Shout out to all our supporters, all the people that helped us.
Yep.
Donovan Sharp, Kevin Samuels, you know, John Bulldog Mindset, Rolo Tomasi, Rich Cooper, everybody, Soul TV 84. You know, Minister Jab, everybody, man.
Shout out to the mods.
Andrew Tate. The Tates are going to be here April 27th, by the way, guys.
Yo, guys, by the way.
Go ahead.
You know why you need to sub to the channel? Because on Wednesday, we got a special guest that you do not want to miss. When I say you don't want to miss, you don't want to miss it.
Yeah, you don't want to miss. And we'll reveal who it is at the end of the show. Stay tuned, okay?
Boom.
But anyway, Backyard Brawny, 999 Myron, what is the Womanese translation for I have a lot of guy friends? Don't worry, we're going to get there.
We're coming
for that one.
Coming.
So, and then, James Burnett with the shoot back, ladies.
Oh, he's coming back.
And this guy has a lot of money, by the way. He's rich. He's so,
rich. Let him be paying you guys.
Great.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
Damn.
I'll keep cussing him so he can keep tipping.
James Burnett, $100. Let me dumb it down for you since you don't understand basic money principles. The only thing you bring in life that people are currently paying you for is your looks are free. I have to create value. What do you create from nothing? What he's basically saying, ladies, is that
nobody cares what he's saying. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude to you.
No, no, that's fine. That's fine. What he's basically, and you guys can rebuttal. What I'm telling you is that he's saying that it's very difficult for a man to become rich and create, you know, make this kind of money. So he's saying, like, why should he invest his money into women that bring nothing to the table besides looks, is what he's saying.
Then don't invest to one that just has looks. Invest to one that has more. Nobody's asking you to invest in me.
Okay.
Go find somebody to invest in that's worth your time and money. And shut up.
Boom. Okay.
You know what? That's a very good question.
Now I see what she meant when she said earlier, I'm loud. Don't worry about me. So you got to speak into the mic. But okay, what was up?
Oh, sorry. You can read this one real quick.
When are the Zoom calls? $2. Guys, we're going to start the Zoom calls probably Wednesday night thinking.
Yeah.
But yeah. But we're going to start this week with the DMs on demand Zoom calls.
Yep. And then we got Coach JR. Another case of the Kevin Samuels lefty.
Okay.
Ladies. He brought up a very good point here, right? So most guys, right, bring a lot to the table in terms of money, time, you know, investing in you as a person, building you up. But what if you say you bring to the table to a man?
Can I ask a question? I have my question now.
Oh, you have your question? Okay.
Okay. As far as time, since time is so valuable to men, time is also valuable to women, but even more so because of our looks that he thinks has no value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't men value the looks of a woman as one of the primary things that you guys look for or at?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Okay. It's the first thing.
So can you put a value on the looks of the woman that you would want to marry?
Well, we don't advocate guys getting married on this channel, but
just perfect woman you want to be with or have a baby or just in general. What's the value of the looks of the woman for somebody like him to invest?
So I'll keep it simple, right?
For example,
guys value
the time.
Look, you're correct. Mm-hmm. However, youth is something that we value even more. Mm-hmm. So a young, attractive female definitely is in the top rankings. Now I'll say this though: eventually, if you marry a woman, what's going to happen is, as you said, time is gonna catch up to her.
Exactly. She's gonna
lose her looks. But this is what we say: for example, find a woman that has more offer than just looks. Yeah. If you're gonna go that route,
we don't
advocate that route. But if you go that route, that's on you. But at least have another barrier to entry that's not just looks. Because for example, I'm sure, like Miriam, you don't just offer looks. You offer, like, you know, lifestyle, what you bring to the table.
Companionship.
So ask me. Bring a package.
Yeah.
So now let me ask you, what do you bring to the table for a guy?
Me?
Yeah.
I bring joy, love, peace, kindness, consideration, submission.
Okay.
Oh, she doesn't look like a submissive type, though.
Well, I don't know. They're strangers. I'm not just going to submit to any bozo on the street.
Mm.
That's true.
I like how you said peace and submission, because that's a big one. Because most girls come on here and say,
independent woman.
Eye candy. I make my money. You said peace.
I'm
and
a boss bitch.
Submission. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
when a girl says I'm a boss bitch, I'm just like,
good energy.
Like, good energy is everything to me. Like, bad energy, like one and done, but like good energy is what I need in my life. Like, I do not have time or the patience for like bad vibes. Like, good vibes only, always.
Amen.
Could you describe to me what's good and bad energy? Because I feel like most guys,
ambiguous term. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like good energy is just being like a positive, like your aura, the way you are is just a positive person in this world.
Yeah.
Some people love like attracting drama and negativity, and that's what they thrive off of. That's what they,
yeah,
like
the energy vampires.
Yes. So okay. Energy is such a big thing because energy is time and time is money. So like if you're wasting my energy and my time with bad energy, then like you're not doing anything for me at all. So energy is a very, very, very big thing for me.
One more question. So have you ever wasted a guy's time by flaking on him on a date?
Oh, here we go.
Or not showing up? Or texting him all day? Or FaceTiming them?
Well, you know you don't like them? Honestly, no. Like, I've never been like that type of person to not show up somewhere and not give any explanation, because that's just unprofessional in every level, and you're wasting their time. And like I said, time is so valuable in this world that you can't just waste people's time.
So wait, you're saying you never flaked on a guy before?
Like, I might have flaked on them, but I told them that I was flaking on them. It wasn't just, like, not showing up and being like, oh, I'm sorry, you're going to be sitting at this dinner table by yourself, and, like, I'm never showing up. Like, that's so disrespectful.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Because I will say this. Which is,
would you deserve to get flaked on if you're going to take her on the dinner down the first date anyway, to be honest?
Yo, but real talk, she confirmed earlier than, like, the show was at 11. She confirmed at, like, 9. I was like, damn.
Yes.
She's on cue. She ain't playing. So, maybe did it to me, but I don't know if he did it to the other guys, but we'll keep it at that. Okay, what do you bring to the table, Miriam?
I just want to say that I agree with what you said, because in this world, there's a lot of energy vampires. They want to suck the energy out of you.
Suck the energy.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, whenever I get in a relationship, I always tell myself, what are you bringing on the table? What's in for me and what's in for you? You got to think about these things. What's in for me and what's in for you? Because I feel like relationships shouldn't be about using each other. I think about relationship, it's not about you using another person, but let's use each other. Right? So when I'm actually with somebody, what I want to actually bring on the table is to uplift somebody's spirit. Because I feel like I can actually bring your inner shyness. Like, you know, there's a lot of men that are so shy, because a lot of guys that actually approach me are the quiet guys that like to read books and that don't even drink, their own party. I attract the opposite of me, which I love that, because we are different. I always date people that are different from me. It's very important. You can't be a party freak and date a party freak. No. You know?
So you want boring guys is what you're trying to say?
That's why I'm saying I want to uplift you.
Okay, uplift.
What I'm going to bring on the table, I'm going to give you friendship. Friendship is very important. There's nothing more. Actually, friendship is always important in a relationship. If I can be your friend, if I can be your best friend, your problems talk to me. Because you know what? Uh-oh. Other people can't be trusted. I'm your friend. I'm your girlfriend. I see you when you wake up. Uh-oh. I see you when you sleep. And I see you when you go to the toilet and you come back out. Do you get me? I know your worst and your best. Do you get me? So for me, what I bring on the table is friendship. Friendship is very important.
I disagree. I don't think men and women can ever be friends. It doesn't work that way.
Can I actually like try to?
Go ahead.
The reason why. A man would want to be with a woman that he can connect with, and he feel like, oh, this is my best friend. What's the point of you being with a woman that you can't connect with? A relationship shouldn't be about like sex always, because that's what everybody think. But let's be best friends. I'm bringing friendship to the table.
That sounds good on paper, but that doesn't work.
No, that guy friend thing, definitely. Like, all my guy friends definitely want to get with me. But like, I just know the limit. I'm like, I'm not going to get with you, but we can be friends and like, you can talk to me and like, we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get with you, but I definitely understand like girls and guys are really hard to be friends, because guys won't give you their time unless they're trying to get with you.
Well, hold on.
Come on. No.
Hold on.
Come on, baby girl. No.
Danny, you just said you don't like energy vampires, right? Or people that give you bad energy.
But so, they're not giving me bad energy. They're giving me good energy because they're trying to get with me.
But guess what? Now you're taking their time.
Because so you can be friends with them. Well, they're taking my time too.
They have hopes of getting with you.
You can be friends with your boyfriend.
Yeah, but like they know that they're like in the friend zone area, but they're still going to try to talk to me and like get with me, even though they understand like where we're at.
So do you tell them, you know what? Hey, Johnny, you're not getting this PP because you're not getting it. You're a friend. You tell them that?
They know. Like, you don't have to tell, like, a guy straight up that they're not going to get anything, because when I'm talking to my guy friends, they know, like, I'm out here getting with other dudes and going out with other dudes, and they're okay with it. They just want someone else to communicate with.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to have to interrupt both of you. All right. Like...
So many
earlier in the interview, we asked you guys what type of man that you want, and you guys all described a very pretty high status man, $400,000 a year, $1 million a year, 1 to 5 million per year. Are you guys aware of what percentage of men actually meet these requirements?
One.
And 6 feet tall?
1%?
Yeah.
Try half the, like, literally only about.
If you take out the height.
Yeah. So, well, hold on. Let's have fun. You know what? Let's have fun with this. Okay. So let's work some numbers, right?
I want to play a game.
So men that are 6 feet tall in the United States, only about 14 to 15% of men are 6 feet tall. Only about 10% of the American population in total makes $100,000 a year. That's men, women, gay men, single men, married men, whatever, right? Now, if you extrapolate for the guys in there that are 6 feet tall that make $100,000 a year, we're talking about 5% or so. Now, $450,000 a year puts you in the top 1% of U.S. earners. So someone who's 6 feet tall, $450,000 a year minimum, right? We're talking about 0.001 of the male population, right? Now, you guys mentioned, I want a friend. I want a guy that I could be friends with. No, what you guys don't want a friend. You want a man who's superior to you. And the thing is this, if someone is superior to you, and that means inherently they're not equal and they're not your friend. They're your leader. They're your man. That's a completely different dynamic. And I'll tell you this too. Women aren't built to be friends with men. We think differently. We mate differently. We view the world completely differently. Everything we do is different. And that's okay, because we're designed to complement each other. But I've always said it. Women don't understand male problems, and you guys aren't equipped to handle male problems. So therefore, you're not a friend, because I can't really confide in you with my problems. Because if a guy's dating you and tells you, oh, baby, I'm having trouble at work. You know, I'm about to lose my job. You know, I won't be able to pay the bills, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what's really going to happen? And let me tell you what happens when guys start to show their vulnerabilities to women. The girl starts to lose attraction from, because women want a guy who's a leader, a guy that can lead them, that can protect them, that can provision for them, etc. Women look for men for security. So therefore, since you look at me as your rock and your security, we can't be fucking friends. It doesn't work. And another thing too, you guys want a guy who's literally in the top 0.001%. Again, he can't be your friend. That's someone that is so high above you that, you know what I'm saying? It would be ridiculous for him to look at you as a friend. And here's the thing. Nothing wrong with it. Women are designed to look for men that are superior to them. That's fine. But to sit there and say, oh, we're going to be friends, all this other stuff, that's a lie, and that's a Disney World fairy tale that doesn't exist. So with that said, ladies, men and women can't be platonic friends, because you guys aren't equipped to handle our problems, and we're not really equipped to handle yours. That's for you and your girlfriend, so you guys can back talk on each other. But men, we live in a fact-based world where the problems that we have, only other men can solve them, not women. And as a matter of fact, I would argue to say, if a man shows his vulnerabilities to his woman or cries to her, tells her any of these masculine problems he has, she's going to lose attraction for him, because women look for security. As soon as I start to show I'm quivering, I don't know what's going on, you're going to start to lose attraction. Oh my God, this thing is a bitch. I'm going to go to the next guy. So I get what you guys are saying. You want to be politically correct and sound good and all this other stuff, but men and women can't be friends. And you know what? I disagree with you guys.
I agree with what you said. Like mm-hmm. I said at the beginning, a lot, not only about like relationship,
mm-hmm.
even in life, when I meet people, I meet you, we meet each other.
Uh-huh.
What are you bringing on the table? It's all about like knowing what you actually bring on the table. And today, what you just said right now, it changed the whole mindset.
The way
I'm thinking is actually different now.
Yeah.
You're right. Men and women can't really be friends. Because imagine if my boyfriend tells me, I got a boyfriend. If he mm-hmm. tells me, oh, baby, I'm about to get fired tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Actually, my boyfriend doesn't work for anybody, but I'm just saying, like,
if he did, you would be like,
I'd be like, oh my God, yuck. Look at this Mickey Mouse boy.
No Bahamas.
Yeah, no Bahamas.
We can't go to Bahamas for breakfast tomorrow.
I can't have a luxury dinner in Las Vegas or like breakfast in Bahamas. So, yeah. So, what you say makes sense. And that's where I'm saying, I give you credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
I always meet people that are bringing something on my table. Let me learn something from you. I learned something from you today. Men and women can be friends because you don't want to show your weakness to me.
You can't.
I'll lose men interest can't. In you.
Yeah, men
so
can't.
I give you credit. Thank you so much for actually changing my mindset.
Wow. Holy shit.
Fellas,
that's a
this
first.
Is history.
Holy shit. This that's
is,
a first.
This is a first.
I will say this, though, but you disagree. So you said that you thank wouldn't, you don't necessarily agree with that. So go ahead. What's your, and that's fine to disagree.
I just feel like everybody looks at things differently. Everybody has their own
cool.
perspectives and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I do believe man is the leader. I really, what you said mm-hmm. is partially correct, mostly correct.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the reaction of losing respect for your man just because he lost his job, that wouldn't be my reaction personally.
Now, I'll say this. I get where you're going with this. You're saying like you would stand by him. You would stand by him and help him out. You wouldn't necessarily like leave him right away, right?
Why would you say leave him right away? Like you're my coach.
Yeah. Because
this is like a lot of hurt, traumatized men. Like, what is going on?
No, but here's the thing, right? Let's be real here.
Hold on. No. I got to rebuttal this. No, because what
it sounds like.
No. Here's the thing. Anytime a guy acknowledges uncomfortable realities, one of the first rebuttals is, "Are you hurt?" Blah blah blah. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a realist.
I'm not talking about this, what you just said, yeah. in general.
But here's the thing. I think one of the biggest mistakes men make mm-hmm. is thinking that men and women are equal and that that men and women think the same. Though for you, you're saying, well, I wouldn't necessarily leave him. That's fine. I understand that you might not leave him.
Let me tell you what I believe.
Well, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Right? So just because, you know, you're saying, oh, well, I wouldn't leave him, whatever. You cannot deny that you'll start to lose attraction for him to some degree if he can no longer provide the security that he used to provide. What you mentioned earlier, you want a guy that's making at least $1 million to $5 million per year. A big part of that is security. Financial income is a big part of that security. So you're looking for a guy with a lot of security. So
no, I'm looking.
And that's okay. You can have your standards. But what I'm telling you. There's not wrong with having your standards.
You're telling me about me. And you're wrong.
I'm saying women in general. Mm-hmm. On a balance of probabilities, if a guy's no longer able to provide that security,
yeah.
he's going to more than likely lose that girl. Now, you might react to it differently if a guy tells you, oh, I'm having trouble at work, I'm losing my money, whatever. You might give him a little bit more time. But if you're going to sit here and tell me you wouldn't leave him after some time if he didn't get himself back on his feet, come on, that's cap. Like you would leave
him. My issue with that is if he's sitting on a couch scratching his ass,
not doing
nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Then I have a problem. If I'm trying to help you get back on your feet more than you are, then that's an issue.
I can't put it in you.
So then, yes, that's an issue.
Self-motivation.
So
and
that has
confidence.
Nothing to do with whatever you're
But let me add
about.
This to the table, right? And this happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's corona. The
COVID-19.
Bear, right?
It's a pandemic. It's an exception to the rule. A pandemic is an exception to the rule. Yeah. I wouldn't consider that as the norm at all.
Let's be real here.
Mm-hmm.
If, right, it took him a year and a half, mm-hmm. and he was trying, but he just mm-hmm. couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
and
telling
this is
me?
Somebody I'm in a relationship with, for example, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you telling me that mm-hmm. you would stay there for a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
you paying all the bills, I'd be cool with it?
If you did it for me or would do it for me?
No. Are you going to
do it? That's the answer.
Okay. I mean, you must be different because I
am very different.
She's unique.
Okay. I disagree because she mentioned earlier.
I believe like in nature, like the way the nature is, like the lioness and the lion. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's fine.
She's
let the
single?
Man be the leader. You know what I'm saying? Let him boost his ego, all that good stuff. Woman has her place. Man has his place. But you need to be a leader. And if it's somebody I'm dating, the man I would be involved with, wouldn't it put us in that position? Or if there's an issue, there will be some type of solution trying to prevent it from getting worse.
There
will
be
a
security.
So I don't know what these
okay.
regular,
I mean, here's the thing.
Regular
what she's saying
regular
right now,
men talking about.
I'll say this right
here,
now. I'll say this
and
right
these
now.
These guys are not even 1% and they're talking like they are, so they need to go take a fucking seat.
Oh, shit.
You're not 1%. Don't talk to us like you are. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Let Mara the
I will say just one
let
thing.
Let a 1%er say something.
I see where you're coming from this. Like, you know, he would still need to have the ambition to know that he's working to get back on his feet. But we asked you earlier, what would you want your
ideal,
counterpart
the ideal,
to have?
Well, ideal. It's
make
you know?
A mil, one, that's one mil
ideal.
To 5 mil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which is fine. You can have your standards. But,
yeah, but that's
that kind of that kind of contradicts the fact what you said earlier, like, oh no, I'll stand there by him. Like,
that's the ideal
someone who's
situation.
Earning that kind of money or someone earning that kind of money is there's no way. And that's your standard, 1 million to 5 million. That's fine. But that, if you have that kind of standard where financially, there's no way you would tolerate him losing his job. Like, I feel like you'd be out the door.
Let me tell you, if I, like I said, the person I would be with would not put us in that situation. You don't just go with any random, you know what I'm saying?
It's the security that they have.
To know the person you're with, to know their mind, to know their character and so on.
We'll come back. So, we got a bunch of super chats.
Yeah. And hey, we can agree to disagree, guys. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. Yeah, that's fine. Respectful discourse is good. And that's why we like having the show. We like to, you know, talk with people that have different viewpoints on Earth. All right, James Burnett, $20. I don't need you to boost my ego. I bring value to the situation significantly. More than money, money is simply money is simply a scoreboard. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
That's fine.
King Life, $10. Your testosterone is pouring from your armpits, Alexa. Oh shit. King Life, doing shots. LMLO column, $10. I'm a 10% dude. Yeah, you have bust down energy. And then James Burnett, $20. I am in the 1%. If you read 1,300 books since your 18th birthday and make over 150K a year and employ people, you're more than welcome to tell me to shut up. Ooh, James Burnett. Damn,
James coming with the
James coming with the James coming with the shots right now.
Hit me up on IG, James.
Wait.
Oh,
what's your IG? So I could shut him up.
Oh, shit.
Because he doesn't know my bank account or anything about me.
What's your Instagram?
What's your IG?
My Instagram? Oh, I barely use it. Alexa Noir.
Why
Alexa underscore Noir. Huh? I mean, I use it every now and then. I'm busy, you know?
Oh, you're busy.
What's your Instagram, Miriam?
Miriam Cajuena.
Ooh, Cajuena.
Yo, okay, you gotta spell that because I don't know how to say that.
K Miriam, Meriam.
Underscore.
KAXUXWENA. Period.
Okay, cool. And then what's your Instagram?
At Miss Jenny Rose. MissJenniRose.
Okay, once again, they're tagged in the Instagram Super Fashion Fit Miami. If you want to see them in the story, they're tagged. Cool. So,
all right, Lauren, hold on. We got more super chats.
Yeah, I got you. Oh, we got more? Okay.
All right.
So where are we at?
James Burnett.
Okay. Looks compared to money are, I think he means are depreciating assets. So there has to be more to you. I do not care about your money. I think he's saying like he doesn't care about women that necessarily are high earners.
It's like a gauge type of thing. I get it. But I mean, it's too short to go into all of that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's also kind of like what he's addressing basically is that like a lot of women, when you ask them what do you bring to the table, they'll bring up like, I make this much money. And, you know, a lot of guys that are higher earners don't necessarily care
James
about
again.
That.
Men
James again.
Okay. Sean, she wrote, chick from Nambia physically is my type. Okay. Sean, she wrote, okay. Shoot your shot, man.
Well, hold on. She's very verified on Instagram.
She is verified on Instagram.
Your DM might go to the wayside.
Yeah.
She's DM got a me, baby.
Yeah. She does have a blue check, guys. James Burnett, $100. I connect with 6 inches at a time. Well, James, shoot her a DM, man.
Yeah, man.
And connect with the 6 inches there, or try to. All right. Okay. Thank you so much for the support, by the way. James is a very rich guy.
Yeah, he is.
Jake Kemp, $20. Approximately 0.0015% of people in the U.S. make over 1 million per year. This is equivalent to about 4,000 people in Miami-Dade at any given time. How many of them are straight men over 6 feet who are single? Good luck, ladies.
Yo, that's damn. True,
that's the raw numbers.
Wait. Are we talking
fashion? I've been around a lot of 6 feet
girls
over slash like making bank.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how rare this shit is because I personally am surrounded by them at all times.
Okay, I just got to say this real quick. Unfortunately, even though you're cute, the world doesn't revolve around you. This is the general. Hold on. Wait. Let me finish. Just because you're around these people, because you're in Miami, you're in a city concentrated with a lot of wealth, etc. You're an attractive younger woman, so you're going to have access to these men. They're still a rare commodity. There's still a very small percentage of men that actually meet these requirements. Here's the other thing too. You got to remember, just because these guys give you attention or say, hey, let's go on a date and try to fuck you, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to commit to you either.
You're right.
That's true.
I don't want commitment, so I'm good. Like, that's the last thing I want is commitment.
You just want to touch and go?
Yes. Like, I literally just got out of a four-year relationship.
Oh, you know what that means. She's ready.
She belongs.
Like, I just got out of a four-year relationship. I do not want commitment. Okay, I want to do me, and that's
it. Did you get my question? You want to touch and go?
That's it.
Do you know what is touch and go?
What?
Can you explain to me what is touch and go?
Like, I don't want that. I don't want
I understand. Don't repeat the same question. You're going to touch and go. Do you understand what is touch and go?
I don't know. Like
no, like touch and go, like and go.
Yeah, like I don't have. Okay, time
but
for
what
the
does that mean?
Like, can what does that mean for you?
No. I'm asking you a question. You're in a touch and go. You touch and you go.
Yes, like I.
Okay, can you explain to me what I mean by that?
No commitment.
Okay, no, but no. I'm saying about touch and go. You're in a touch and go. Do you know what I mean?
I don't.
So why did you agree with me?
No, but like.
I said, do you want to touch and go?
I don't want like commitment.
No, listen. You're not answering me the question. You want to touch and go.
What is that?
What does that mean to you?
Touch and go.
I think everybody wants you to explain
what
touch and go is.
That's what I mean.
That's why you say yes. You say yes. So why do you agree about touch and go and you don't even know how to explain it?
No, but like, how do you explain it?
No, I'm not going to explain it. You said yes. So
I don't want commitment. That's it.
So you want to fuck and go.
Depends on who.
Depends on you. What do you mean it depends on who? What are you looking for? I said, do you want to touch and go? Meaning he fuck you and he goes.
Because you don't know.
Okay, what is depending on who?
What's going on right now?
Like,
this is awesome. I'm not interrupting.
No,
this.
I'm just asking if she want to touch and go.
Like, I just got out of a 4-year relationship.
Okay,
probably
get you.
A month ago.
We get you. It was 4 years.
4 years.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I enjoyed that too much. So I think what she was asking was, do you want to touch and go? No.
Yeah.
Basically, all right. So you're just looking for casual partners, right?
Yeah,
now.
Just no, exactly. Like, I was in a relationship since I was 18 years old. We had a place together. We had pets together. We had everything. Like, he was gonna propose to me this year, mm-hmm. and I broke Ooh. Things off.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, what happened? Tell us.
Like I said in the beginning of this, self-confidence and self-motivation is so fucking big to me, mm-hmm. and that's what he lacked. And like, I just can't.
Was
deal
he
with
just
that.
Lazy? Was he lazy? Was he not pushing himself? Yeah, let's do this. Let's go down memory lane.
Honestly, if you want to go down memory lane, that shit like. Oh my God, like I can't deal with it. I can't deal with people.
Give us the cliff notes.
I can't deal with people that don't have self-confidence in themselves and don't motivate themselves every single day and try to become a better version of themselves every single day. Mm-hmm. Like, life is so fucking short. I've lost so many people throughout this year that like tomorrow, the next second isn't fucking guaranteed. So like, if you're not living it, like, mm-hmm. it's your fucking last second on this earth, then you're missing out and you're not hustling hard enough and you're not doing what the fuck that you're supposed to do in this world.
So, okay, going back to what I was saying. So your ex-boyfriend just didn't display these things and you just lost attraction
yes.
for him? Okay. Okay. And he was going to propose to you and everything and you said, F it.
No, I broke things off. We had an apartment together. We had a dog and cat together and I had to back away from that.
Damn. Okay. So now you're just living your best life, partying in Miami, hanging out, meeting
yes.
millionaires and everything else. Like
hold on. I'll say this, right? So you're right. There are a lot of tall, affluent guys here because you're in the heart of Miami for the most part. And there are NBA players, there's athletes here. So there are a bunch of tall guys here. But I'll say this. Generally speaking, the average girl, like, they may have some of what you experienced, but you're kind of like a model. So, for example, for you, you're going to see that all the time. But the average guy isn't that person. So you're not seeing the other 80% of guys that are working a 9-to-5 job.
Not even. She's not seeing like 95% of men, probably.
The guys at CVS, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those guys you don't see because you would never look their way. So I get what you're saying. That's why. But we're talking about general numbers between the public because the public, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
I'm an average guy. He's an average guy. And, well, he's 6'3". But the point is, for example, like, most guys you wouldn't even like notice, but those guys are always in your area, so it's kind of, you know what, these guys are what I see, so this is what I know.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And for her, it doesn't matter because it's like she's just having fun, so she doesn't care if they want to commit or not. It's I'm around millionaires, whatever, I'm living my best
living life,
whatever, that's fine. But you know, I feel like a lot of women have this. Well, not it's not. I feel it's at this point. I know a lot of women kind of have a skewed perception of reality of how many men actually fall into this category of like attractive candidates. Most guys are invisible to women. You know what I'm saying? Like, you said, well, I'm around these millionaires and 6 feet tall guys all the time. That still doesn't change the fact that it's only point. I think our super chat said 0.15% of the population, which is crazy. So, all right. Do we have any other super chats, Chris?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we'll read them real quick. And then we'll turn it over to the ladies for a question because we've been grilling them. James Burnett with a $50 super chat, man. James, thank you so much, James.
You guys balling.
Yo, James. James, James. We're gonna have to. Wow. You know what? We got a microphone coming in right now. James, we're gonna call it the Burnett mic.
Yeah, the Burnett mic.
The Burnett mic. We got it. We ordered a new Shure. So also, you donated so much money. James, we're gonna donate that.
If you're on Instagram, send us a DM. Fresh Fit Miami. So we're going to add it to Telegram chat.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, dude. Because you be throwing a lot of money at us. So thank you so much. We got a new short mic that's coming in. We'll name that after you. And then we got the kickout cam coming as well. So we're named that after the squad, a couple of guys in the squad as well. So anyway, $50. Why do these women believe they are worth the investment, the value investment? Where did they get that belief system? Who told them that outside of online?
No.
Photographers. I can turn it on when I get on in front of a camera and I know I'm worth what I'm worth. So I don't have to have an internet audience to validate that. Yeah, that helps with like growing your following and your brand, but I do work with professionals and I know what they tell me and I know what I can bring to the table. So that is what I have. Like, okay. I'm building my own brand. I'm not here to build someone else's brand. Like, and that's it.
Okay. What about you, Namibia?
The thing is that why is it worth it to invest in me? Well, the thing is that if you look at me, I don't really have the image, but I get the personality. Personality is what drives a man. If you meet a woman that can actually make you laugh, the first word
I love
you
it.
Share
the Christmas
with her,
on fire.
I like
he's
it.
He's like, yeah. Oh my God, you're so funny. Oh yeah, I'm funny, sweetheart. Wait until we get in the middle of everything. So yeah. So what I'm saying is that.
No, go ahead. Continue. This is great.
I love it. He's making me laugh right now. So what I'm saying
is that I'm
worth everything because, like I said, I don't have everything that you're looking for. I don't have the beauty. I don't have the big tits. But guess what?
I got the posture. Yo, look at that body, bro.
Turn around,
I got the personality.
Yeah,
oh Lord!
So that's what men are looking for. A woman with a great personality.
And assets.
A woman who can keep a man busy with a conversation and not get bored. Mm-hmm. Some women are only pretty, but they can't have a conversation.
That's true.
So that's what I can bring them.
There we go. Bang. Coach JR, $20, touch and go. Just saying this for my fellas in the chat. I think you've like we got a new phrase.
That's a new phrase.
Touch and go.
Touch and go. I like that.
Yo, we got 2,486 live viewers right now.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Man, boom. This is huge. Danzo, $30. Are all men obligated to be high value or potentially high status for an average relationship? Well, my friend, I'm just in for a rude awakening. Most girls want guys who are in the top 10%, my friends.
I'll say this as well.
Go ahead.
Generally speaking, if you want to have the best options for yourself as a man in the Western culture, you should be high value. Now, I'll say this. If you want to not be high value and just stay where you're at, you're going to have to settle for what you can get. And that's going to be scraps at this point.
Yeah. Guys, I'll keep it. Actually, you know what? I'll ask the ladies a quick question and talk about that. Let me read these super chats, and I got a quick question for the ladies. That's going to be easy. IK Emmanuel Adu. I love African men, touch and go.
I love African men.
Touch and go.
It's a new phrase.
Okay, Joe Monk.
That's what happened in Africa, by the way.
Chris, before I read these, I got a question for the ladies. Ladies, what percentage of men do you think are sexually active with women?
I have no fucking clue.
Take a guess.
No idea.
Well, okay, let's make it easy. What percentage of women are sexually active with men? Basically getting it into some degree, whether it's a boyfriend, a fuck buddy, whatever.
I don't fucking know. Like, no idea. Yeah. No idea.
Okay. All right. You're probably like smashing somebody at some point, right? Come on. Yeah. Somebody.
If I want to smash, I'll smash.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So both of you have options sexually. All your girlfriends probably have options sexually, right? Okay. What I'm saying is that what percentage of men do you think are out here that have options sexually? Like you guys do.
Touch and go.
How many guys can touch and go?
I don't know. Like 50% maybe.
How many?
50%.
50, half. Okay, cool. What about you?
I think 90%.
Okay. What if I told you guys only about 10 to 15% of guys are having sex with like 80, 90% of the girls.
Yep. Those guys you see, the 6 feet with money, most of those guys are getting all the girls, and the rest of the people are invisible.
And they get most the scraps. Girls
never know, because guess what? You only see those guys. The guys that you don't see in CVS working 12 midnight, you're like, thanks for my groceries and shit, but I'm out. Deuces. Mm-hmm. He's a virgin. So it's like, yo, real talk. Huh?
You're right. That's why I said I'm on this show to learn something. Yeah. You brought something on my table. Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody walk in this specific place might have never had sex before.
Yeah.
But like, you can go to a strip club.
Thank you so much.
It's not as easy as you think.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You guys are eye opener for me to see things in a different way.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'll tell you guys this, ladies. It is very difficult for a majority of men to get even a date or kiss a girl or talk to a girl.
Yeah.
And I know that's tough for you to understand.
That's true.
Like, a lot of guys struggle. As a matter of fact, there was a study done in 2018. Welcome back. So in 2018, guys, there was a study done, and they found that, like, an overwhelming majority of the people that are virgins are actually men, not women.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, the chat loves you. They love you.
I love them too. Right,
so okay, we'll read the super chat. $50. When she was asking her if she wanted to touch and go, I thought she was asking her if she wanted to invest in a car wash chain in the greater Miami metropolitan area, with an emphasis on brushless contact directly to the paint or body of the car.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
Mike, thank you for that.
Thank you, Rebel.
Very funny, funny thing. And we got over 2,400 live viewers, by the way, right now. This is lit.
Guys, like the video,
sub to the channel. Okay, here we go. Joe Monk, $10. Delusional panel, even more than usual, as expected. But come on, great show, fresh and fit, and congrats on your soon-to-be 50K subs.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, here's the thing. I'll tell you this. This panel of ladies is pretty open-minded, though.
Yeah.
It's not like when we tell girls usually, like, hey, you know, what percentage of guys do you think are sexually active? They're like, oh, 100%. And then I'll tell them, only like 10 to 20%, you know, in that range. They're like, what the? No way, you're lying.
I feel like you're wrong.
You're wrong. All guys are having sex. And I'm just like, psst. You wish, man. Most guys struggle with this stuff. So that's what we're here for. Anyway, do you think society is sabotaging relationships for a majority of people by artificially boosting female status, money, etc.? Are all men obligated to be high value, presumably high status for an average relationship? I think we answered that one already.
Yeah.
Genzo, yes.
I will say society is pushing it in a direction. An agenda is to destroy the man in relationships. So I feel like you're right in that sense. Conspiracy theory, music, if you want to, but yeah.
Yeah.
Denise, James.
Okay, James again, shooting shots. I don't need you to boost my ego. I bring value to the situation simply more than money. Money is simply a scoreboard. Okay, we read all these, Chris.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we read these.
We did. All right, cool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we read.
You know what? I want to bring this up real quick.
Yeah.
So you guys know Migos, right? Quavo,
oh, yeah.
Offset, Takeoff.
Good topic.
So there was a current event where Quavo was dating Sweetie. Sweetie's like the rapper, the hawker, everyone wants to be with, basically. And what happened was Swati went on a TV show, right? And she said basically, because her ex was there, some other people were there for the reality show, and they asked a question, and she said basically, to the answer was basically, she said, hey, you know what? I would do a threesome, but with two dudes. So picture this, ladies, right? You got a man at home watching this show, right? You go on and you say,
A
famous man. I'll do a threesome with two dudes in front of him and in front of everybody, right?
She belongs to the streets.
Is that right? Tell me what you think about that. And look, she's a boss babe, right? She's a boss babe. She's doing it. She's in her bag. But really, is that not... would you want your man to experience that?
I feel like she's entitled to her opinion, but she should maybe have thought about his ego first.
Mm. I feel like they're at a status that, like, you can't just say things that you think, like, exactly what your thoughts are. You can just say out loud and project it to the world, because they have such a powerful voice.
Yeah.
That now people are, like, looking at him being like, oh, so your girl's only gonna fuck, like, have a threesome with you if you're another dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Like, she should have kept it to herself, in my opinion. But, like, that's just me.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with what she said.
Thank you.
Whatever she said it.
Okay.
Something.
She said what she said.
When you get in a relationship, remember one thing. You are getting in a relationship with somebody who has something in common with you.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with her saying, I would love to, like, have a threesome. There's nothing wrong with that.
But with two dudes?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll do the same. Yeah.
I personally would have two girls, so, but that's just me.
Hey, let me tell you something. When you get in a relationship, always remember, he's not yours. Even if you marry them, he's not yours. He doesn't belong to you. He's not your property. Anybody is allowed to do whatever they want to do. So whatever she said, it's okay.
The first part you said is true. It's just your turn and it's not yours. But I'll say this.
Yeah.
So Quavo, after that reaction, what he did was he said, you know what? I'm out of this. I'm over it. But he took his car back. So he repoed the car.
Guess and, what?
And hit let me tell you, that one. He likes me.
Yeah.
He took his car back.
What is it?
Number one, what's the point of you actually giving me a gift? Always remember, before you do one step to actually, like, actually gift me, I'm not yours. I'm not your property. She's not. I can leave anytime, any day.
Okay.
So why you give me something that you know that you're going to take it back? What's the point of doing that?
You're very charismatic. I love your delivery.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mark. Then, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Let me read these real quick. All right. James Burnett, $20. I'm glad Pitts is back. I can't wait to hear her 10 years.
What do you call her, Pitts? What do you call her, Pitts?
Do you have a shoot back for that?
Someone called her Brad Pitts.
You guys shoot.
Sweating.
Yeah. You want to shoot back at him for that?
What did he say?
What's your response? He said, I'm glad Pitts is back.
I'm glad you're back too. Just keep tipping.
God damn.
Calm. I'd have the one in the middle hanging from my ceiling, exhausted and dehydrated, touch and go.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you shoot your shot? James Flexible. Burnett, do you think the girl on the left, no, she's not as pretty as the other two. Is that why she's a talent agent? Oh shit.
Wow.
James is shooting shots. What do you want to say back to him?
C-boy.
You don't care? Okay.
No, just keep tipping.
Okay.
I'm here for the show.
Jason Moreno, $14.99. Why do women always bring immeasurable qualities to the table? Love, comfort, etc. The bar has been lowered so much that a basic emotion is seen as having monetary value. The delusion is real, gents. Thank you, Jason. Okay, so I'm just going to give my take on it. What's it?
No, no, go ahead.
Did you want to, what's your opinion on the Quavo Saudi? So you agree with?
Oh, I had said she's entitled to her opinion, but she's thought about his ego because he is in the spotlight and so is she.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So quick question, ladies. What do you think men want in women? High value men, guys that are, you know, have some status, whatever. What do you think they want
not
in
money.
Women?
They want
arm candy.
Arm candy? Okay. Anything else besides that?
Honestly, like.
What is the most important thing you think to them?
They want you to not, like. They want their reputation to stay as it is, and they don't want you to mess with it. They don't want you to mess with their reputation. They don't want you to mess with their career. They just want positive energy from you, and that's it. And you have to look good at all times.
Okay. Okay. Are you kind of okay? What about you? What do you think?
What a man is looking for is comfortability.
Comfort.
He wants
okay.
to be comfortable around you.
Okay.
Either he's doing well or not doing well.
All right. And what would you say? You think a high value man is looking
what
for?
What do I think a high value man is looking for?
Yeah.
I think you would have to ask that high value man himself.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll answer the
general. You know,
I'll answer the question for you guys right now because you guys were all way off the mark. This is all men in general.
They want to get along with
you. This is all men in general, but especially men that have a high status. They don't want their woman's promiscuity to embarrass them.
They
okay.
don't. You say what do
it's
they want?
No, they don't want. They don't want that.
They don't want to say what they do.
I want you to be comfortable.
Because well, you can always
doing good or not doing good.
Ladies. Let me finish.
Yeah.
So, because you're saying, what do they do want, what they don't want?
It's kind of the opposite.
Yeah, whether it's a pure girl or a girl that just isn't going to be a hoe openly. The point is this. When men don't care about a woman's status, her income, her clout, nothing. A guy can make $1 million a year and date a girl from McDonald's. Doesn't
That's
work
true.
The other way around.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the only thing men care about is not being embarrassed, especially from their woman. And I'll tell you guys this right now. You want to piss a guy off and lose a boyfriend very quickly? Start doing ho shit and let him see it and you embarrass him. He's immediately going to kick you to the curb. And let me tell you, ladies, something else too. You guys aren't going to like to hear this, but I'm going to tell you right now. Again, at the top of the show, I asked you guys, what type of man are you looking for? Each and every single one of you described the man in the 0.0001%, which is fine. You're entitled to your opinion. But the point is this. High value men have the leverage, not you guys. I'm going to tell you why. We live in Miami, Florida. There's beautiful women everywhere, okay? There's young, attractive girls all over the place, whether they're a model or they work at McDonald's or Starbucks. There's hot girls everywhere in Miami. Therefore, beauty is common. The men that you're looking for, however, are not. And since women, right, like we just talked about before, men give zero fucks about a woman's income or survivability capabilities. Women do, however. So the guys that are high value, they're the commodity. Supply and demand, basic economics, right? So what I'm saying is this. Sawadi, right, fucked up because there's plenty of attractive girls that Quavo can replace her with, but there's not many men that Sawadi can replace Quavo with. Sawidi, whatever her name
Sawidi or Sweetie.
The point I'm trying to make, ladies, the point I'm trying to make is what she said was inappropriate. And,
that's what I said.
And here's the thing. She can make that comment. She can make that comment. But no guy is going to take her seriously after because the one thing men care about, we don't care how much money you make, anything like that, don't be a fucking hoe. And if you're going to be a hoe, do not embarrass me and let the whole world know you're a hoe. So because that's really what it is.
Real talk, like people want her, but who's going to want her now?
No one's going to take her seriously.
After that,
she shouldn't have said it. That's why I said it from the beginning. She shouldn't have said it like telling these people out there, like, of course you can keep it to yourself and like think that in your head, like, whenever you want to, but you cannot like project that to the world because you do have such a powerful
voice.
You
know what, to be honest, I think most of these ladies, they get carried away by social media. I'm a bad bitch.
Yes.
Sweetheart, you are alone in your bed going to be
alone. Well said.
It's facts. And here's the thing. I'll tell you guys, listen, you want to be a boss babe, you want to be out here, you know, doing the whole, you know, little Kim, Cardi B thing, like, I'm a, you know, I do my shit, other stuff. There's consequences to that. And the consequence is this. You might get some attention, you might get some clout, but men aren't going to take you seriously.
That's
and
true.
More importantly, the men that you want, these top 1% guys that have reputations and status and everything like that, they're definitely not going to take you seriously because the one thing men care about, youth, beauty, and purity, man. No guy wants to date a hoe and take her seriously. You know what I'm saying? A woman that's a hoe is the equivalent of a dude that's broke as fuck living with his mom.
Yep.
That's how men look at it.
Yep.
So just to give you guys a perspective of what you feel like.
I love what you just said right now.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm here to learn.
Yeah, I'm here glad to you're open-minded anybody. About it.
I'm here to learn. Yeah. You're bringing something on my table.
Thank you.
It looks like I didn't bring anything on the table, you brought something on my table.
And here's the thing. We're giving a male perspective. This is why we've been kicked off TikTok 2 or 3 times now at this point.
Yeah.
You know, we've had videos taken down.
Really?
Yeah, we got banned.
Yeah, we've been banned a few times.
Really? Why?
Twice. I see why. She's like getting the fucking leeches and sharks. Like,
ridiculous. I mean, well, if you say things like this, people tend to think like, you know, you're misogynist, you don't respect women, whatever it is. Well, tell me what's misogynistic about it.
I'm not saying that. I say it sounds like it.
Well, can you tell me what you think makes it, what makes it
sound?
It just sounds
one-sided, but it is a guy's show, so
well, give me your perspective then, please. What do you disagree with?
Thank
you, baby.
I'm totally open to discussion. Like
Another show.
Ah, so
can we read some questions? Do we have like 2 minutes?
Yeah. Okay, we'll read this. Guys, if you got questions for the panel, go ahead and ask them.
Can you ask us questions, please?
You can ask.
What's going on with the drink?
All right, so Chris, can you open it? Okay, James Burnett, $9.99. I'm glad the girl on the left and stay in pocket and much respect for you. Okay, backyard brawny, $10. Just 2 things: obedience and shut up in this. Shout out to Dr. BOA.
Too strong.
Boom.
Fair enough. King Mitsu, $20. Tell old girl in the middle, I said, I'll put icing on that cake. Okay.
Oh,
that's for you.
Okay.
And then let's see here. What else do we got? Chris, thank you so much. ANG, $10. 2 girls and a guy is a threesome. 2 girls and a girl is a train. That's a 304 period.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that
running a train on a girl is not attractive.
Thank
it's
you.
Not a threesome. I agree.
Give me a second. There's some here.
So
okay.
Do it.
Okay. Alphas want partners who respect them. Betas seem to have the luxury of friendship in their relationships. There is a trade-off. The higher you go up, the higher the potential clash of ego. That's $10 from the Raven Flow. Thank you so much. $10, $20, James Burnett. You should tell your shoelace because you're tripping. I think he means you should tie your shoelace because you're tripping.
What?
Yeah, he's talking to you.
Why is he still talking to me?
You got something to say back? You want a rebuttal?
No.
Okay.
She's done with him.
Yo, James, she said fuck you, nigga. Okay, and then we got
RP Mello.
RP Mello. LMAO, she's trolling her on live. She's too funny. Yo, $10. I think they're talking about our girl. Sarah Smata, This is hilarious. Another $10 from Myron Chipotle Bowl Sarah from a past life. Good friend of mine. Thank you, Sarah. Hope all is well in Washington. Matthias LP. I love how these women put down an average men, plumbers, roofers, sanitation, electricians are vital to society. I see nothing about you from women on the panel. Yeah, Matthias, they never said anything bad about those guys.
The show never brought you guys up. That's not our fault.
Yeah. Okay, V2, $10. When Michael Scott said, sometimes I start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way. That's a blonde girl every time she talks.
Oh, man. Okay. So,
yo.
Shout out to The Office.
Yo, that's a great show.
I never watched that shit. That shit was so boring to me. I couldn't handle it.
It's very dry humor.
I didn't like it.
No,
okay, so ladies, we're going to do a speed round.
I love me a maintenance man.
Well, hold on. Did you guys have a question for us?
Yeah.
We kind of hammered you guys with questions.
You got a question?
Sorry, we got two more.
Question. Okay.
Sorry.
I have a question about the stereotypes.
Sure.
So why is it okay for women to be sexualized into threesomes and so on, and it's the issue when a woman wants to do it?
That's a good question. That's actually a really, really good question.
Simply put,
because so doesn't everybody have needs?
But men and women are
just
different.
Like the men are driven by their sexual hunger, some women are as well.
Okay.
And so if you with your man, he bought that life, do what the fuck you
want. But let's be real
do.
Here.
So what's the question? Can you give us a succinct question?
Alphas real quick? Tend to hide that because I know a let me not talk.
No, can you just phrase the question like succinctly so we can answer it? What's the question?
So why is it okay for women to be stereotyped as extra super sexual and be okay to do threesomes for a man, but if a woman has or want to do the same exact thing,
it's demonized.
Just like I want to step on my feet 10,000 times. I'm like, oh my God, ouch. And then I step on your foot one or two times and it's like the end of the world. I don't get it.
Understandable. Fresh, you want to hit this one first and I can hit it after?
It's just the ego.
She's basically saying, why is it okay for men to be promiscuous and women not?
Yeah, so basically,
not
right?
Not promiscuous, because both are, they just don't admit it. Some hold it, you know.
But, okay. So why is it okay for, what is it, then what's the exact term?
Aside, just the whole stereotype of the threesome, not promiscuous. Just
okay, so why is it okay
that
for
was the topic.
Why is it okay for a man to have sex with two women and a woman to not get a train on her?
I get the whole thing, the woman getting, you know, down and the value decreasing and all of that, the man being embarrassed. So I'm just saying, as far as people in a relationship, like Saweetie and what's his face?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Why is that an issue?
Okay, I'll bring it back to this, right? If she has said it and behind closed doors where nobody can hear it, that's one thing, right? But instead of public, think about this, right?
So what the embarrassment is the issue then, the sexual.
Well, no, hold on. I'm going to tell it all together.
Okay.
So imagine, right, you're in school, right? There's a group of guys, group of girls. But let's say, I won't say it's you, but let's say your friend Betty, right? Betty is sleeping with Tom, Dick, and Harry, right? So what's happening is now Betty is seen as the class hoe. But remember, Dick is going to the other girls as well, sleeping with them. But the reality is that when Betty goes over to those guys, she's seen as a hoe, but Dick isn't. So you're saying, why is it that way, right?
Yeah, just because men say so?
No, pause. Men and women are different, right?
Of course.
We all know that. Men are strong. Men are definitely, you know,
we all
more...
have our own separate string. Men have their roles. Yes. Women have their roles.
We have our own roles. However, if you look at it this way, right? When men and women have sex, it's two different things.
One is a receiver, one is a giver, so on.
Yeah, but men are not emotional when they have sex for the most part. Which means, for example, I can sleep with 20, 30 girls, and I won't ever, like, not love my wife. Vice versa, if you do it, think about this, right? Why do you cheat on your man? Because you lost connection, you lost that emotional tug, and you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm going to go somewhere else. So it's different when women have sex from when men have sex. Now, I'll say this as well. What you're saying is, for example, why is there a double standard? There's no double standard. Men and women are just different. And that's what it is.
So what about a random that she never ever talks to again? Then there's no connection. There is no connection if it's a random.
That can happen every now and then. But let's be real here. For the most part, when women have sex, it's emotional. Because, for example, if you meet somebody, right? You have the connection with them. You know what? I like him. He likes me. I have that connection. We're going to go for it. But you don't just walk into the bar and say, come fuck me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You got to have something in common,
a guy would say, you know what? Who's in the bar? I want to fuck her. Just like that. But a girl has to have that connection for the most part. Obviously, you got to look good too, but the point is the connection's there. So,
To answer your question, I mean, if we're going to just put it very nice and simply,
I got
what? You got it from him?
You could answer it too.
Yeah, let him give me some opinion.
I ain't gonna answer that. You know, if you like Fresh's answer.
Because you're spicy with your answer. Yeah, you'll be like, you like to feed the sharks.
I like to feed the sharks. No, I just speak facts. It's just I get it that it's uncomfortable at times, but simply put, how many kids can you have a year?
A year.
How do I have to get it done?
So all right, so you can only have one child a year, right? You can only have one child a year, right? Or maybe twins if you're lucky, or triplets, right?
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is I can have hundreds and it won't, so
that's true.
Like, it was made like
you're biologically hardwired to protect your egg for the best man that comes across. I'm biologically hardwired to spread my seed far and wide.
1%, the top.
Well, that's what you want. You want a 1%. You want a 1%. So, and it's beautiful too, because we asked you, what are your standards? And you literally said, well, I have all these standards. So by default, most men are not equipped to be worthy for based on your standards. So by default, your mating strategy already eliminates a large amount of men.
That is not my mating strategy. That was ideal situation. Okay. I know real life situation.
But regardless, you're not going to walk into a bar and tell a random guy, fuck me if he's hot enough.
You ain't.
Men can do that. Women can't. So that's why
that's true.
Men can run around and do what they want sexually.
Women can do that.
No, they can't. Absolutely really? Not. No, because
I can do that. I can come to you and say, hey, you're good looking.
She's being literal.
Fuck me.
Yeah. That's cool. But you ain't going to do it. But you ain't going to do it, though. Are you
serious?
You won't, because the guy's going to have to meet certain requirements before you decide that you're going to have sex with him.
I don't know the type of men you've been hanging out with. If I meet you and I like you, because you know what, Venice? It shouldn't be all about men have to be the one to like, oh, let's do this. Women can do that. There's women like that, which is like me. If I like you, hey, I like you. Can I buy you a drink? Boom, take it.
Okay, you know but what? Listen, what you're saying, like, let's keep it real. Most women aren't going to approach a guy at a bar and say, hey, I like you. I'm going to buy you a drink and everything
most
like
women,
that.
Most women, but 1%, yes.
Congratulations. You're an exception to the rule, but you're not the rule. You know what I'm saying?
I have another question.
Well, hold on. I didn't finish answering the other one.
Sorry.
So it basically, eggs are expensive. Sperm is cheap. That's why women can't afford to be promiscuous, because if you fuck the wrong guy, that can have serious consequences for
you. Stuck with his
exactly
ever,
which is why women are more selective. Yeah. Which is why each of you said you guys all described a guy that's in the top 0.001% when I asked you what type of guy you want.
My answer was ideal situation.
Okay, but you still
I'm
have
real life though.
But you still have filters though. You have far more filters than a man's
to
gonna
filter
have.
Filter out.
Okay, yeah. So that's what I'm telling
Everybody
you.
Has
okay. And here's the thing. Men don't have as many filters as you do. And it is far harder for men to have sex than women are. It's easy for you guys to get laid. You guys walk in the bar and be like, and a guy will still fuck you.
Guys take a lot of no's. It's true.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. So by default, I'll keep it with my favorite quote, just to make it simple. A key that opens many locks is a master key. A lock that opens any key is a shitty lock. That's it. Simple as that.
Do you want to know my quote?
Go ahead.
It is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness.
What? Okay.
Shit got real dark real fast.
I don't know what the hell that means.
It's better to what?
All right, let me read the
phone.
Then to curse the darkness.
All right, we're going to read the super chats real quick. We're going to read the super chats. Okay.
This is crazy.
Okay. Asterisk $20. Girl on the right looks like a real life Brad Stahl. LOL. Sam, okay, we got ANG, two girls and a guy is a threesome, two guys and a girl is a train. She's a 304, period.
We read that.
Yeah, I think we read that one.
I think we have, let's see.
Oh, wait. Frosty Plays.
Okay, we got Peter B. The girl in the black is the best one. Okay, you got some love.
Okay, you got some love.
Canadian, $10. She got a whole jacuzzi under them armpits. Them things work better than my humidifier. Those pits could end droughts in Africa.
Look, it was hot because of the lights, okay?
Yeah, it is pretty hot in here.
I'm so cold, though.
Zarin Thomas, $10. Ask what's left, what's actually misogyny. She looks good, though. Women love saying words they don't know the meaning of. So Zarin Thomas wants to ask you, what is misogyny? What do you mean by when you say that? He gave you a comment, by the way.
I said that?
Yeah, you said sounds what you say is misogynistic.
Like,
see, she even forgot, guys, what happened.
Yeah, I remember saying that.
Okay, there all we
right.
go.
Stupid.
All right, let's continue on.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Seriously?
You stupid.
Jason Moreno, $20.
I don't know what misogynistic is, but I'm not going to play with him.
Yeah, no, you can give your argument if you think what we're saying is misogynistic. Jason Moreno, $20. Too many girls are dating the internet today. Any man with value would drop the chick with ass shots all over her IG. You become a liability at that point. Community property never gets the same treatment as private. Oh, shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. James Burnett, once again, $10. Thank you so much, James. When do you think you'll bring back Amanda Sable? It shouldn't be hard to find her since... Oh, my God. I hate you, James. You're going to get me in trouble. All right. $10. Alexa, need to let the cherries loose. Alexa, you need to let the cherries loose. Okay.
What does that mean?
Okay.
So, he wants you to show your tits, but please don't do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. Don't do it. Yeah, don't
do it.
We got
Jabrizi.
Jabrizi in the house. Hey!
All right.
Hey!
Shout out to Jabrizi.
Okay, Jabrizi Magic for $50. The girl to the right is bad. I'm about to show her a magic trick.
Oh, okay. He's a top magician.
Yo, he's going to shoot a shot.
Yo, he's verified top magician.
Yeah,
we'll check on everything. He's a cool dude. 6'3". He's a guy.
He's a celeb. Yeah. So yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Go shoot your shot, Jabrizi. We're setting up
DMs,
for you,
bro. Sign her DMs.
And then I expect a Komodo dinner when you come back to Miami. After
we need
you,
$100 bill.
Yeah, niggas.
Yeah. Jabrizi, you owe us. Okay.
Jabrizi, $200 to $100.
Shout out to Jabrizi, guys. He's a resident of the Fresh and Fit podcast. You know, anytime he's in town, he comes on the show. So
okay,
he's a member of the show.
Ladies, speed round.
Oh, speed round. Let's do it.
Boom. Let's get it.
Spare a swallow.
Oh shit.
Man, that's a speed round. You gotta be faster than
these. Wait. It depends on the guy.
She's gonna make a sentence and figure it out as she's saying it. Let's do it.
No. It depends on the guy. If the guy is like, oh shit, swallow. If the guy's like, spit.
Okay.
I eat a lot of oysters, so I know how that shit feels. So you don't want to tell me before you actually are about to like spit all that shit out. So, spit.
Okay, you don't like oysters.
Okay. And
woo!
What about you, my favorite contrarian?
How about Skip?
Skip?
Oh, yeah,
that definitely means that she swallows, guys.
Yep.
So. Okay.
Why would you say that?
Well, okay. Yeah. See, yeah. When girls say, I don't want to answer, it automatically means they swallow every single time.
Who made that theory and who tested it? That makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I can tell from the way you just held the mic just now, you definitely swallowed.
I could hold a lot of things. I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, she swallows, guys. I know. Oh. Virgil T.
Did you say you what?
I said she definitely swallows, guys. Okay, Virgil T.
Absolutely incorrect.
$10. A threesome for a man pleasures everyone. A threesome for a woman only pleasures the woman, unless
the guy's like.
Man, it doesn't matter.
If I got two girls, like me and another girl and another guy, like that shit is lit.
Yeah, he's saying that's good. He's saying the other way around is bad. There's two guys and one girl is bad.
Yeah, that's a fucking train.
Yeah.
Boom, there you go. Boom.
See, she knows.
She knows.
I know this shit.
Yeah. Okay, speed around. Next question.
Are you used to it?
Where is the most insane place you ever had sex in?
A mountain.
A random mountain?
Wait, what the? What? Are you Caucasian?
Nah, I'm Brazilian, but like.
Oh, yeah, exotic.
Portuguese. Like, I'm first born generation in America, but like, yeah, I'm Brazilian.
So you banged on a Brazilian mountain?
Bom dia.
No, I actually banged in a New Hampshire mountain.
What?
Okay.
She was lit. Fuck? Like, it's fine. Like, a mountain, where else?
No,
like,
that's unique. That's different.
That's good.
We've heard way worse, so don't worry. You can't surprise us.
Yeah, we heard bank inside the bank vault.
Club restroom, but like, I feel like everyone's fucking in a club restroom, so.
Okay. All right.
Miriam.
What about you? Yeah. Oh, this is going to be crazy.
I'm not going to lie to you guys.
She's been to Dubai.
I did it in the bush.
Yeah.
In Africa.
So, guys, listen to me.
The African bush.
I was 21 years Black old. Panther. So, I did it in Angola in a little bush.
In Angola?
In Angola.
With the lions watching.
Yeah. So now this girl is like, oh, if we don't do it, I'm gonna get somebody else. I'm not like, oh my God. You know, I was so young, and guess what? A lot of guys were not attracted to me that time because I'm assless and I'm boobless.
So you touch and go in the bush?
Nah, you got ass.
No. Like I said, I was assless and boobless. This thing only came because of the gym. Thank you to the gym.
So after you were done banging, did you like basically go like this and just like chuck the spear like?
No, because the thing
hunt
is
a lion after or what?
To be honest, after when he did it, because we did it for like 3 days, He never called me back.
Oh,
oh damn.
Okay. So what about
the WAP wasn't whopping whopping.
It was dry as the Sahara, I guess.
No WAP. Okay.
What about you, Miss Talent Coordinator?
I don't kiss and tell.
Miss Amin is intelligent.
She's intelligent. Don't let James. Did James get to you?
Who's James?
James, the one that's been talking
to me. Oh, the tip guy.
Yeah.
No, he just tipping.
Okay. All right. So in other words, she probably had sex in a car somewhere. That's like the default thing when girls say, I sex somewhere crazy. It's like in a car.
Wow.
Okay, ladies.
So boring. I would think you would imagine something more exciting.
I don't know. Well, okay.
To make things up, you know.
You look like a missionary girl. Ooh. So,
ladies, the chat.
The alphas like that, taking all the control.
How does she know these terms, man?
She be watching Kevin Samuels or Derek Jackson or somebody.
Probably you watching
part Derek Jackson.
Or this is a lot y'all don't know.
Okay, period. Ladies, the chat loves y'all, but they have one request. They want to see somebody on the pole.
And it spins. I've not been on the pole. I don't know.
I've never been on the pole, but I don't mind trying.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Let me tell you something, baby girl. Let me tell you something. Let me ask you something.
Touch and go.
I don't trust her questions. No, I don't trust them.
Look at me. Your boyfriend asked you, baby, send me something exotic and
you gotta
sweaty.
Do it in that voice.
So guess what? You try to be extra, and guess what? I wanna try to dance a little bit, because you know what? Men love women that can go extra.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yo, her energy is funny,
yeah,
man.
Are you no, we start with you and then me. Yeah, like I said, I've never done it before. Let's do that.
Mm-mm.
Baby girl,
I'll hop you up though.
Come on, baby girl.
I will cheer you on.
Okay. No,
Brazil,
let's do that.
Brazil, you got to get on too.
Come on,
come on, Brazil. Brazil, you got to get in too.
Do it.
Brazil, you got to do it.
Do it.
What you want? She
says
she wants a shot before doing it.
Okay, let's. Yo, pass me the Grey Goose.
Grey Goose.
We're gonna have Mystery Girl's gonna pass me some Grey Goose. We have some other ladies in studio. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Okay.
Here you go. Have some of that goose, baby.
Oh, vamos, bebé. Yeah.
Oh, hey, okay. Goose. Oh shit.
Oh my god.
It's lit. Bro. The whole podcast in Miami. Está encendido.
What?
Another Don DeMarco.
Yo. She is definitely Brazilian. She got to be Brazilian, bro.
Holy smoke.
Okay.
It's lit in here.
It's lit.
This is the number one podcast in Miami.
In the world.
You niggas
it's
know it now.
Sweaty McTitty.
Get on that pole, all three of you. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Stop first.
I don't know how to do that.
Yes, you know what
they're saying. It spins, man. It's easy. You just get on it.
Have more fun.
Yeah.
First step is shine up.
There you go. Blondes have more fun. Hey, let's do it. We need to get a pole cam. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, there you go. It spins.
Baby.
It spins. Oh, let me get out the way.
Yeah. Where's the music? Yeah. Where's the music?
I got some right now. I got some right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going on.
You gotta get back on it, though. There's no fucking music.
Hey, Africa, you gotta get on it, too. Hey, if we play music, it's gonna get hit with copyright.
Yeah, copyright, that's why. We can't play music.
Yeah, we can't play right now. Unless we get some non-copyright stuff.
I can't dance to no music.
We gotta find a way, bro.
Yeah, we gotta find some non-copyright.
Because you got to show. No. She wanna show her talent, so we're gonna do that.
I don't have any talent.
It's so pretty. Oh my god,
how
did you become so talented?
Do I see a so kiss pretty. Happening?
Oh. Hey, you know what? You guys just kiss instead. Fuck it. Just kiss. Kiss her! Kiss her! Kiss her! Hey! Down the mall. Oh, the freshman